Hello, everyone. High-level U.S.-China diplomacy has resumed. The two presidents held a telephone conversation April 2nd, and each government posted a readout of it. The U.S. readout was fairly brief, noting that, quote, a candid and constructive discussion on a range of bilateral, regional, and global issues had taken place. The list began with issues on which some progress has been achieved: counter-narcotics cooperation, military-to-military talks, climate change, and people-to-people exchanges. President Biden also raised long-standing sources of disagreement: Taiwan, the South China Sea, China's support of Russia's military machine, denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, Chinese trade practices. The readout ends with a renewed commitment to high-level diplomacy, with visits by Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, which has now taken place, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. China's much longer readout begins with Xi saying that relations have stabilized, but important negative developments need attention. Strategically, the bottom line, it says, should be no conflict, no confrontation. Keeping the relationship on a stable course is very important, he stressed, which means elevating trust, abiding by mutual respect, and promoting more exchanges. Then Xi launched into China's complaints, starting with the U.S. adhering to its promise not to support Taiwan's independence and the U.S. stopping its regulations and sanctions on high-tech exports. As for other issues, such as human rights in Hong Kong, the readout merely said Xi elaborated on them. The readout also reported Biden's comments, but only those that stressed agreement with Xi, such as on Taiwan independence, avoidance of a Cold War with China, and not seeking to contain China. In all, the conversation didn't advance cooperation on the issues that divide the U.S. and China, but neither did it introduce new complications. At best, it continued the series of top-level communications that started in Bali and San Francisco, and that's certainly a good thing. Jaw-jaw is better than war-war, as Churchill famously said, or, as Chinese officials are now saying uniformly, relations with the U.S. have stabilized. Yet, when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen quickly followed up the Biden-Xi conversation with her visit to China, we saw that stability doesn't exclude friction. As the New York Times reported, Yellen lodged a direct complaint. Cheap Chinese exports of green energy technology are threatening the electric vehicle and solar sectors that the U.S. has been trying to develop. The new push against China's exports threatens to inflame trade tensions between the world's largest economies, just as they have been working to stabilize relations, unquote. My two takeaways from the U.S. complaint. First is the contradiction in U.S. policy between urging China to damp down its green exports while the U.S. subsidizes its own green industries. I guess the Treasury Secretary rejects globalization when it doesn't serve U.S. purposes. Second is the bizarre notion that the spread of EVs and solar energy is a good idea, but not if China is behind it. Isn't capitalism about competition? If China is building a better or at least cheaper mousetrap and lots of people are buying it, shouldn't we find ways to match it? Maybe get Elon Musk to lower the price of Tesla? That's the way things are supposed to work, or so I thought. Yellen's advice to China is to focus on consumer demand rather than on exports, and stop subsidizing industries that otherwise might fail. Well, you can imagine the Chinese reaction to a foreigner's, especially an adversary's, advice, probably about the same as would be her reaction if a Chinese official made suggestions for improving the U.S. economy. In fact, China's Commerce Minister Wang Wentao disputed the idea of overcapacity, calling it groundless. He touted China's contribution to fighting climate change through its green exports, saying, quote, the Chinese government will fully support and defend the rights of the industry because our electric vehicle development has made important contributions in the process of the world's green transitioning, unquote. Wang also defended the EV industry against the charge that its successes were due to government subsidies, saying, quote, China's electric vehicle companies are competitive due to the innovation of technology and comprehensiveness of its supply chain network. What really concerns the Chinese is that their EVs will become subject to high tariffs in Europe, where they are flooding the market and challenging German-made and other EVs. To be sure, overcapacity is a problem for China, and exporting as a way out of it is a time-worn solution that may not work for long. European Union countries are the leading complainers, and Chinese EVs are complicating their relations with Europe. But let the Chinese figure that one out, and let Yellen get back to the business of business at home. I'm Mel Gertow for The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.